Chapter 20. If I could have made this enough of a book, it would have had everything in it. The Prado, looking like some big American college building with sprinklers watering the grass early in the bright Madrid summer morning. The bare white mud hills looking across toward Carabanchel. Days on the train in August with the blinds pulled down on the side against the sun and the wind blowing them. Chaff blown against the car in the wind from the hard earthen threshing floors. The odor of grain and the stone windmills. It would have had the change when you leave the green country behind at Alsasua. It would have had Burgos far across the plain and eating the cheese later up in the room. It would have had the boy taking the wicker-bound jugs of wine on the train as samples, his first trip to Madrid, and opening them in enthusiasm, and they all got drunk, including the pair of Guardia Civil, and I lost the tickets, and we were taken through the wicket by the two Guardia Civil, who took us out as though prisoners because there were no tickets, and then saluted as they put us in the cab. Hadley, with the bull's ear wrapped in a handkerchief, the ear was very stiff and dry, and the hair all wore off it, and the man who cut the ear is bald now, too, and slicks long strips of hair over the top of his head, and he was Beau then. He was all right. It should make clear the change in the country as you come down out of the mountains and into Valencia in the dusk on the train, holding a rooster for a woman who was bringing it to her sister. And it should show the wooden ring at Alfiras where they dragged the dead horses out in the field and you had to pick your way over them. And the noise in the streets in Madrid after midnight. And the fair that goes on all night long in June. And walking home on Sundays from the ring. Or with Rafael in the cab. ¿Qué tal? Malo, hombre, malo. With that lift of the shoulders. Or with Roberto. Don Roberto. Don Ernesto. So polite always, so gentle and such a good friend. Also the house where Rafael lived before being a Republican became respectable with the mounted head of the bull Gitanillo had killed and the great oil jar and always presents and the excellent cooking. It should have the smell of burnt powder and the smoke and the flash and the noise of the traca going off through the green leaves of the trees and it should have the taste of horchata. Ice-cold horchata, and the new-washed streets in the sun, and the melons and beads of cool on the outside of the pitchers of beer, the storks on the houses in Barco de Ávila, and wheeling in the sky, and the red mud color of the ring, and at night dancing to the pipes and the drum, with lights through the green leaves and the portrait of Garibaldi framed in leaves. It should, if it were enough of a book, have the forced smile of La Gortito. It was once a real smile. And the unsuccessful matadors swimming with the cheap whores out on the Manzanares along the Pardo Road. Beggars can't be choosers, Luis said. Playing ball on the grass by the stream where the ferry marquis came out in his car with the boxer. Where we made the paellas and walked home in the dark with the cars coming fast along the road. And with electric lights through the green leaves and the dew settling the dust in the cool at night. Cider in Bombilla and the road to Pontevedra from Santiago de Compostela, with a high turn in the pines and blackberries beside the road. Algabeno, the worst faker of them all. And Mayera up in the room at Quintana's changing outfits with the priest. The one year everyone drank so much and no one was nasty. There really was such a year. But this is not enough of a book. Make all that come true again. Throw grasshoppers to the trout in the tambre on the bridge in the evening. Have the serious brown face of Felix Merino at the old Aguilar. Have the brave, awkward, wall-eyed Pedro Montes dressing away from home because he had promised his mother he had stopped fighting after Mariano, his brother, was killed at Tetuan. And Litri, like a little rabbit, his eyes winking nervously as the bull came. He was very bow-legged and brave. And those three are all killed, and never any mention made about the beer place on the cool side of the street underneath the palace where he sat with his father, and how it is a Citroën showroom now, nor about them carrying Pedro Carreño dead through the streets with torches, and finally into the church and put him naked on the altar. There is nothing in this book about Francisco Gomez, aldeano, who worked in Ohio in a steel plant and came home to be a matador and is now scarred and marked worse than anyone except Frey, his eye twisted so a tear runs down his nose. Nor Gavira, dead at the very instant as the bull, with the same cornada that killed El Espartero. Nor does it tell about Zaragoza at night on the bridge watching the Ebro, and the parachute jumper the next day, and Rafael's cigars, nor the Jota contests in the old red plush theater, and the wonderful boy and girl pairs. Nor when they killed the Noid de Sucre in Barcelona. Nor about any of that. Nor anything about Navarra. Nor about the lousy town León is. Nor about lying with a muscle torn in a hotel on the sunny side of the street in Palencia when it was hot, and you do not know what hot is when you have not been there. Nor on the road where dust is deeper than the hubs between Requena and Madrid. Nor when it was 120 in the shade in Aragon, and the car, with no carbon or anything wrong, would boil the water out of the radiator in 15 miles on a level road. If it were more of a book, it would make the last night of a feria when Maeda fought Alfredo David in the Café Couth, and it should show the bootblacks. My God, you could not get in all the bootblacks, nor all the fine girls passing, nor the whores, nor all of us ourselves as we were then. Pamplona now is changed. They have built new apartment buildings out over all the sweep of plain that ran to the edge of the plateau, so now you cannot see the mountains. They tore down the old Gallarre and spoiled the square to cut a wide thoroughfare to the ring, and in the old days there was Chicuelo's uncle sitting drunk in the upstairs dining room watching the dancing in the square. Chicuelo was in his room alone, and the quadrilla in the café and around the town. I wrote a story about it called A Lack of Passion, but it was not good enough. Although when they threw the dead cats at the train, and afterwards the wheels clicking and Chicuelo in the berth alone, able to do it alone, it was fair enough. It should, if it had Spain in it, have the tall, thin boy, 8 feet 6 inches. He advertised the Empastre show before they came to town, and that night at the Feria de Ganado, the whores wouldn't have anything to do with the dwarf. He was full size except that his legs were only 6 inches long, and he said, "I'm a man like any man," and the whore said, "No, you're not, and that's the trouble." There are many dwarfs in Spain, and cripples that you wouldn't believe that follow all the fairs. In the morning there, we would have breakfast and then go out to swim in the Arati at Aoith, the water clear as light and varying in temperature as you sunk down, cool, deep cool, cold, and the shade from the trees on the bank when the sun was hot, the ripe wheat in the wind up on the other side and sloping to the mountain. There was an old castle at the head of the valley where the river came out between two rocks, and we lay naked on the short grass in the sun and later in the shade. The wine at Aoith was no good, so then we brought our own, and neither was the ham. So the next time we brought a lunch from Quintana's. Quintana, the best aficionado and most loyal friend in Spain, and with a fine hotel with all the rooms full. ¿Qué tal, Juanito? ¿Qué tal, hombre? ¿Qué tal? And why should it not have the cavalry crossing another stream at a ford, the shadow of the leaves on the horses if it is Spain? And why not have them marching out from the machine gun school across the clay-white ground, very small so far away, and looking beyond from Quintanilla's windows were the mountains? Or waking in the morning, the streets empty on Sunday, and the shouting far away, and then the firing. That happens many times if you live long enough and move around. And if you ride and if your memory is good, you may ride still through the forest of the Arati with trees like drawings in a child's fairy book. They cut those down. They ran logs down the river and they killed the fish. Or in Galicia, they bombed and poisoned them. Results the same. And so in the end, it's just like home except for yellow gorse on the high meadows and the thin rain. Clouds come across the mountains from the sea, but when the wind is from the south, Navarra is all the color of wheat, except it does not grow on level plains, but up and down the sides of hills, and cut by roads with trees, and many villages with bells, pelota courts, the smell of sheep manure, and squares with standing horses. If you could make the yellow flames of candles in the sun that shines on steel of bayonets freshly oiled and yellow patent leather belts of those who guard the host, or hunt in pairs through scrub oak in the mountains for the ones who fell into the trap at Deva. It was a bad long way to come from the Café Rotonde to be garroted in a drafty room with the consolation of the church at the order of the state, acquitted once and held until the Captain General of Burgos reversed the finding of the court. And in the same town where Loyola got his wound that made him think, the bravest of those who were betrayed that year dove from the balcony onto the paving of the court head first, because he had sworn they would not kill him. His mother tried to make him promise not to take his life because she worried most about his soul, but he dove well and cleanly with his hands tied while they walked with him, praying. If I could make him, make a bishop, make Candido Tiebas and Toron, make clouds come fast in shadows moving over wheat and the small, careful stepping horses, the smell of olive oil, the feel of leather, rope-soled shoes, the loops of twisted garlics, earthen pots, saddlebags carried across the shoulder, wineskins, the pitchforks made of natural wood, the tines were branches, the early morning smells, the cold mountain nights and long hot days of summer, with always trees and shade under the trees, then you would have a little of Navarra. But it's not in this book. There ought to be Astorga, Lugo, Orense, Soria, Tarragona, and Calatayud. The chestnut woods on the high hills, the green country and the rivers, the red dust, the small shade beside the dry rivers, and the white-baked clay hills. Cool walking under palms in the old city on the cliff above the sea. Cool in the evening with the breeze. Mosquitoes at night, but in the morning the water clear and the sand white, then sitting in the heavy twilight at Miroz. Vines as far as you can see cut by the hedges and the road, the railroad and the sea with pebbly beach and tall papyrus grass. There were earthen jars for the different years of wine, 12 feet high, set side by side in a dark room, a tower on the house to climb to in the evening to see the vines, the village, and the mountains, and to listen and hear how quiet it was. In front of the barn, a woman held a duck whose throat she had cut and stroked him gently while a little girl held up a cup to catch the blood for making gravy. The duck seemed very contented, and when they put him down, the blood all in the cup, he waddled twice and found that he was dead. We ate him later, stuffed and roasted, and many other dishes with the wine of that year and the year before, and the great year 4 years before that, and other years that I lost track of while the long arms of a mechanical fly chaser that wound by clockwork went round and round, and we talked French. We all knew Spanish better. That is Montreuil, pronounced Montreuil, one of many places in Spain, where there are also the streets of Santiago in the rain. Seeing the town down in the cup of hills as you come across the high country, and all the carts that roll piled high on smooth stone tracks along the road to Grau should be there with the temporary wooden ring in Noia, smelling of fresh-cut boards. Chiquito, with his girl's face, a great artist, fino, muy fino, pero frío. Valencia Segundo, with his eye they sewed up wrong, so that the inside of the lid showed, and he could not be arrogant anymore. Also the boy who missed the bull entirely when he went in to kill, and missed him again the second time. If you could stay awake for the nocturnals, you saw them funny. In Madrid, the comic bullfighter, beaten up twice by Rodalito, stabbing him in the belly because he thought there was another beating coming. Aguero eating with his whole family in the dining room, they all looking alike in different ages. He looked like a shortstop or a quarterback, not a matador. Cagancho eating in his room with his fingers because he could not use a fork. He could not learn it, so when he had enough money, he never ate in public. Ortega engaged to Miss España, the ugliest and the prettiest. And who was the wittiest? Desperdicios in la Gaceta del Norte was the wittiest. the wittiest I ever read. And up in Sydney's rooms, the ones coming to ask for work when he was fighting, the ones to borrow money, the ones for an old shirt, a suit of clothes, all bullfighters, all well known somewhere at the hour of eating, all formally polite, all out of luck. The muletas folded and piled, the capes all folded flat, swords in the embossed leather case, all in the armoire. Muleta sticks are in the bottom drawer, suits hung in the trunk, cloth covered to protect the gold. My whiskey in an earthen crock. Mercedes, bring the glasses. She says he had a fever all night long and only went out an hour ago. So then he comes in. How do you feel? Great. She says you had fever. But I feel great now. What do you say, doctor? Why not eat here? She can get something and make a salad. Mercedes, oh, Mercedes. Then you could walk across the town into the cafe where they say you get your education learning who owed who money and who chiseled this from who and why he told him he could kiss his what and who had children by who and who married who before and after what and how long it took for this and that and what the doctor said. Who was so pleased because the bulls were delayed, being unloaded only the day of the fight, naturally weak in the legs. Just two passes, boom, and it is all over, he said. And then it rained and the fight postponed a week, and that was when he got it. Who wouldn't fight with who and when and why, and does she? Of course she does, you fool. You didn't know she does? Absolutely, and that's all, and in no other fashion. She gobbles them alive, and all such valuable news you learn in cafes. In cafes where the boys are never wrong. In cafes where they are all brave. In cafes where the saucers pile and drinks are figured in pencil on the marble tabletops among the shucked shrimps of seasons lost, and feeling good because there are no other triumphs so secure, and every man a success by 8 o'clock if somebody can pay the score in cafes. What else should it contain about a country you love very much? Rafael says things are very changed and he won't go to Pamplona anymore. La Libertad, I find, is getting like Le Temps. It is no longer the paper where you could put a notice and know the pickpocket would see it now that Republicans are all respectable, and Pamplona is changed, of course, but not as much as we are older. I found that if you took a drink that it got very much the same as it always was. I know things change now, and I do not care. It's all been changed for me. Let it all change. We'll all be gone before it's changed too much, and if no deluge comes when we are gone, it still will rain in summer in the north, and hawks will nest in the cathedral at Santiago and in La Granja, where we practiced with the cape on the long graveled paths between the shadows. It makes no difference if the fountains play or not. We never will ride back from Toledo in the dark, washing the dust out with fundador, nor will there be that week of what happened in the night in that July in Madrid. We've seen it all go, and we'll watch it go again. The great thing is to last and get your work done and see and hear and learn and understand and write when there is something that you know and not before and not too damned much after. Let those who want to save the world if you can get to see it clear and as a whole. Then any part you make will represent the whole if it's made truly. The thing to do is work and learn to make it. No, it is not enough of a book, but still there were a few things to be said. There were a few practical things to be said.